A legal education means you will learn to speak in a new language. You will be taught to achieve insight into the world around you and to sharply question what you know.
You can't handle the truth!
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete!
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! I'm a lawyer! That's my job! That's what I do!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Comedians at Law podcast. I am your host this week, Matt Ritter, and with me is Kevin Israel.
What's going on, Matt? How we doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. I don't know if our audience knows this. We just had a show in the Poconos. Why don't you give them a little rundown?
Hot off a show at Poconuts Comedy Club in Swiftwater, PA, smack dab in the very exotic Poconos Mountains. It was nice. It's a cool little club. It's part of the Poconos Brewery, which is always nice to play in a brewery. They got a nice room for comedy. We had a good turnout. It was a great show. Everybody had a great set. The audience was very happy. Might get some more business out of it. So it was everything you could want from a show.
And you got to go to the Poconos. I mean, who doesn't?
And really, who doesn't? Do you remember the Mount Airy Lodge commercials?
Oh, the love of everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. Yeah, is there a Mount Airy Lodge over there?
That's right where it is.
Oh, that's amazing.
I got there and I actually had a chance to walk through the. There's now a Mount Airy Casino.
Oh, did you guys play a little cards while you were over there?
You know what? I walked through it and it would look like the most depressing place on earth.
Yeah, casino in the Poconos is probably high up there amongst depressing places.
Which, you know, if that's your thing, fine. But it was a lot of older citizens just sitting at the slot machines, toiling away their retirement money.
Yeah, if you want to see people who are on their third and fourth marriage, that's where you go.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to see that. It was nice. You know, the Poconos are weird. If any listeners have never been to the Poconos and you're in the area, I suggest taking a drive through because you'll see some stuff you never thought you'd see.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed that. So, next time. I guess we'll be back. I guess we did so well, they'll want us back.
Oh, I definitely think we'll be returning to Poconuts.
Yeah, well, that's very exciting. All right, well, that sounds like a good show. Or hopefully we got a... What do we have on the calendar? Do we have our next event on the calendar?
We're going to be booking some shows in the fall. I assume we're going to be doing a couple of club shows. Nothing on the calendar yet.
Well, we have a big sketch that we're coming out with very soon, too.
We're going to be taping some stuff. We got some big stuff in the works. Some stuff we can't talk about, but you know, if you're listening, definitely keep an eye on the site and our Facebook page because we're probably going to have some big announcements in the next couple months.
Yeah, so that's good news. Should we jump into these news stories?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right.
Since when has the paragon of investigative journalism allowed lawyers to determine the news content?
Why don't you lead us in?
All right. Well, why don't we start off with a story I've heard a couple people talking about, and I think it's an interesting one. You don't hear a lot about Australia's political scene.
Because they're a land of criminals, aren't they?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's pretty much all the rejects from England, Ireland, and America. But they do have a functioning government down there. It's not just kangaroos and koala bears. And it seems that a recent candidate for the Australia Parliament, said a couple of incorrect statements concerning various religious groups. Stephanie Bannister, a 27-year-old, welder, actually, running for a seat in the parliament, is apparently extremely anti-Islamic. And she said during an interview that she doesn't oppose Islam as a country, but she does feel their laws should not be welcome in Australia. Now, there's a problem with that, Matt. What's the problem with that statement?
Well, I think maybe what she was saying is hypothetically, if Islam was a country.
You're going to give her the benefit of that doubt.
I'm going to give her the benefit of that doubt. I don't know. You know, I find it hard to believe, you know, that somebody could be 27 and be in the political realm and not know that there isn't a country called Islam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, and that's not just, we've all said things and then said, oh, that's not the word I meant, or, oh, I misspoke. That I think that was just an ignorant statement.
Right. I mean, she's obviously a moron because she then continued with some more stupidity.
Yes. Yes. She went on to say that less than 2% of Australians follow haram. Now, haram is apparently, if the act, what haram actually is certain things that are forbidden under Islamic law. But taken in context, I believe she meant the Quran.
So, yeah, but I'm, you know, it's very confusing as to what her point was in any of this.
Well, actually, what this one story doesn't say that I know from another news report I heard about this is that she was actually arrested for putting anti-Islamic stickers on food made by this certain company that makes food specifically for Islam.
I see. So she was really out there.
Yeah. So she's a nutcase, and she was arrested for that, for tampering with food, and I believe there were a couple of other charges. Apparently in Australia, if you're convicted of any crime, you can't run for office. So she's probably not going to be a candidate anyway.
Right.
But she also said, which I think you and I will find especially amusing, was that Jews aren't under haram. They have their own religion, which follows Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I follow that guy everywhere. Anyway, yeah. He's with me all the time.
I mean, listen, I'd hang out with him.
Yeah.
He always seemed like a cool guy.
Yes, as we know, we are not followers of Christ, although I respect the beliefs of all religions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I think is interesting? She's a candidate for this. It's a very anti-immigration party called One Nation. What I find interesting is that Australians could have a strong anti-immigration. You've got a country that's like only populated in like 5% of it. Why not let people live in the entire other region?
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at where the actual population of Australia lives. It's mostly on the outskirts. And then you've got the majority of that center portion that nobody ever goes into.
Yeah. Let them build it up.
Yeah. Well, also interestingly and completely unrelated to the story is there was apparently a huge find of crude oil in Australia.
Mm.
Something, a number of billions of barrels of oil. I read one report that said it was something that could rival what the Middle East has. So maybe there will be a big immigration into Australia.
Yeah, I mean, you have to figure, right? I mean, you just think about the sheer landmass.
Has to be under there.
Right, exactly. It can't just be like moon rocks.
Right. So who knows? Maybe you and I will be wanting to move to Australia soon.
I spent a month there. It was a lot of fun.
Did you?
Yeah, after I took the bar, I went to Australia, learned how to scuba dive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very adventurous of you.
It's extremely. I love that they call her the Australian Sarah Palin. Is she hot? I didn't get a good look at her.
I haven't. You know what? I don't think I've seen a picture, but I you know. For some reason, I always picture Australian women being attractive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're some are really hot. Some are, you know, they're very, like, what do you want to call them? One of the guys?
Yeah, I've heard that since you've actually had personal experience in Australia, I've heard that Australian women are also very fond of American men.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Australian guys are kind of like apathetic towards their women. So if you show a little bit of interest and you're a little bit nice, it goes like a million miles.
So we should definitely go hang out in Australia.
Should we take a Comedians of Law trip? I mean, I know they've got a lot of
law. Walmageddon 3, touring Australia.
I love that. So, yeah, somebody send us a picture. Hashtag CAL pod. You get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, especially if you're Australian. If you ever have pictures from Australia, we'd love to hear
about it. Of this woman in a bathing suit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. Yes. Yeah, let's get a picture of the 27-year-old Stephanie Bannister, who was a welder.
Yeah, get us a bikini shot of her welding.
Or a shot of her welding in a bikini.
If you can do that, we'll send you two T-shirts.
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's move on to this next story. I think it's a really big one because we all have iPhones. You know, technology that's made by Apple and in some of its rivals and Samsung. It looks like there was a big verdict handed down by the ITC for Apple against Samsung. Basically, the International Trade Commission ordered Samsung yesterday, or Friday, to stop selling mobile devices that infringe Apple patents. Apparently, there are two Apple patents that they infringed on, and the biggest issue was whether they were actually going to be prohibited from importing it into the U.S., these infringing ones. Are they going to do an injunction? It looks like they did.
Yes. Now, they don't specifically go into which patents they are. Part of what I saw said it might have something to do with certain touchscreen technology. But, I mean, if you look at all these different phones that are coming out, you know, you have the Samsung Galaxy, the iPhone, BlackBerry's got some phones out there. I mean, there's a ton of, and they all do basically the same stuff. You know, I mean, they all surf the internet.
I couldn't agree more. Apple did a great job of branding themselves, but other than that, I mean, it's the exact same device.
Yes, yeah. What
I find interesting is that this was an interesting argument. The ITC rejected. Samsung tried to argue that the import ban wouldn't be in the public interest. What do you think about that? Because it would mostly just harm consumers and stifle competition.
I think that's actually a really good argument because you have an iPhone and I also have an iPhone. And I think that, you know, Apple holds a very large percentage of the smartphone market. But we all know that, number one, the iPhone is extremely expensive. And it is, I don't know what the term would be, but it's not very friendly to customers in that you can't replace the battery if the battery starts to go. And the batteries always go on these things. And if you break it, the warranty that comes along with them and the insurance, my insurance, the deductible was $200 if I broke the phone.
No, I think mine was if you break the phone, you have to spend $2,000 to get a new one.
Yeah, and then somebody comes and beats you. Steve Jobs' ghost actually haunts you.
Yeah, and then they require 2 months later that they have a new upgrade to a new phone.
Right, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
What I think is interesting, you know, because, yes, there's an argument to be made that it's better to have, you know, more competition and keep the prices down. What's interesting is this is a 180 from what they did to the last. Apparently, Samsung beat Apple in a similar case last year on a different patent, which is, you know, it gets really confusing. But what the Obama administration did was they vetoed the ITC basically banned Apple phones in a certain instance that had, you know, infringed on one of Samsung's patents. I'm not sure what that was, but the Obama administration vetoed the ban because they said that Samsung's patent was an essential to industry-wide standards. So they were basically saying, we can't ban all these other phones. It's an industry-wide. I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Yeah, well, it's. I mean, and I don't know if that action by the Obama administration is going to hold any weight in this situation. But it's. I mean, and like I said, the issue of the touchscreen. They're all touchscreen. I can't remember what the technology was in the touchscreen. I think it had something to do with when you put your two fingers on and you spread it.
Right.
How you can
right.
Zoom. I think Apple. I think that technology was. Apple was claiming that it was there specifically, but so no other phone is going to be able to do that. That's ridiculous. So I assume that's what they mean when they say that it's essential to industry standards. That, you know, if you're going to be using a touchscreen device, you need to be able to manipulate it with your fingers, and that would be one of the aspects of manipulation. And how can you say nobody else in the industry can do that?
Well, I mean, that's the tricky part, right? Because this technology moves so fast and furiously, and then it becomes like industry-wide standard, and you want there to be able to have options in phones with the same technology.
Right, right. Well, and now, I mean, it's that you kind of got to start to wonder, is this going to be effective? Is this really going to matter in a couple of years? Because you have the technology like the Google Glass. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's gonna stick or not, but maybe soon we won't be using our fingers at all.
I would like to just press on my temple again. That's
like
really...
like a Android or something.
Yeah, like I'd like to just be able to press on the temple of my head and have the entire screen appear before me.
So you would see like what Predator saw.
Exactly.
Yeah, or Terminator. Yeah, yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that's where we're heading.
Yeah, you know, but it's just, you know, these cases go on for years just to rack up legal fees, I think.
Oh yeah, the law firms involved are just sitting back and counting the dollars. Because like you said, the technology here is so complicated, and there's so much technology packed into each of these phones, and everything a phone does, you could claim is proprietary. So, I mean, this is going to go on and on and on until these phones become irrelevant, and then all the cases will just be dropped.
Right, right, unless they're still going to try and get their money back, you know, back to eight. Let's move on to the next story. I'm bored of these technologies.
I'm sorry to overwhelm you with the technology talk.
Yeah, I'm a Luddite.
This is a good one. We were all. You did you ever intern? You were. I think we didn't. You and I talk about interning before.
Yeah. We were when that suit came out against the where the interns have to get paid.
Yes. So now and this the article doesn't actually. I was wondering if the article was going to touch on that, but it didn't really look like it did. But there's apparently an issue because unpaid interns aren't protected against sexual harassment, and the story from ProPublica.org tells a sad tale of Bridget O'Connor, who worked for the Rockland Psychiatric Center, where she worked for a doctor who used to refer to her as Miss Sexual Harassment. I don't know what that means. I don't know if she was attractive.
I think she won that in a pageant.
there was a crown and a sash that
it
went
was
with that.
Miss Sexual Harassment, New York, upstate New York.
No. What do you think? He was calling that because she was so hot, he couldn't help but sexually harass her.
Right. Potentially, there was a case where that woman ended up losing her job because of that.
Right. And he apparently also told her that she should participate in an orgy and that she should remove her clothing before any meeting. Now that clearly crosses the line into sexual harassment. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that one. But now the issue is that she really didn't have a leg to stand on because. None of the labor laws protect unpaid workers because they don't actually have an employee-employer relationship.
Yeah, I think it's a ridiculous loophole that has to be changed. But in the meantime, let's hire a few unpaid interns. No.
Yeah, I mean, we could have Miss Sexual Harassment of Comedians at Law.
I mean, just this idea that it doesn't create an employment relationship is absurd.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people probably walk through life who don't think about how the law works and just assumes a lot of this stuff is just common sense.
This is sort of like how slaves weren't entitled to rights. I mean,
right. This is a no-brainer.
But amazing. I mean, it's amazing. This is 2013. This is.
Yeah. I've worked in a lot of offices with interns, with high school age, college age interns. And we were always careful around them because actually we were more careful around them than other employees because we always felt that they might be more sensitive and more likely to cause a problem.
But what's
little did I know.
What's interesting though too is that this is causing people to not pay their interns because they're afraid of more claims.
Right. Right.
You know,
so basically what it's saying is go ahead and sexually harass the unpaid interns because there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, and once you start paying them, you're going to have to stop being so lewd, so don't pay them.
Now, I wonder how this is going to end up relating to the whole issue of interns having to be paid, the requirement that an intern has to be paid.
Right, well, I mean, I think it's a separate discussion. I think that one's going to come first, right? I think first off, you're going to get more blanket rulings on, what interns should be paid, and once we settle that, I take that back. I think we have to blanket cover, say anybody who has an employment relationship, paid or not paid, must be protected under sexual harassment laws.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. But again, where either of these topics go, it just confirms that we really need to get some unpaid interns quick.
Very quickly before they change these laws.
Before they're extinct.
So if anybody wants to be an unpaid intern to Comedians of the Law, please, hashtag CALPod, you win a free T-shirt. And potentially some sexual harassment.
Not potentially. You're definitely going to get sexually harassed. And we promise to come up with a better title than Miss Sexual Harassment.
Yeah, we'll get a good one.
We'll get each female employee something that is appropriately provocative and offensive.
Have you ever been sexually harassed at work?
I think I invited sexual harassment during all of my jobs.
Yeah, well, because you're not wearing a shirt most of the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, is that weird?
Yeah. I'm not going to comment on it. I think we had some summer interns when I was an associate. I mean, I don't remember if it's sexual harassment to have consensual relations with them. Is that harassment?
I don't think that's harassment, but it's usually frowned upon.
It's frowned upon, right, yeah. So, yeah, she was Miss Frowned Upon. That was her.
she was Miss... I shat where I ate.
Yeah. No, I won Mr. Frowned Upon Associate.
You were that guy, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Well, listen, everybody's got to be that. So every company has to have that gateway, and you were the gateway.
I am that guy. Shall we move on to Twitter?
Yes, let's see what's going on the Twitterverse.
This is a little segment we call Good Cop, Bad Cop. I will happily play the bad cop this week.
Look, I'm really sorry about that. I just, I saw how aggressive you were being, and I thought, wow, I gotta go even bigger than that since we're doing Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
What? No, I said Good Cop, Bad Cop. I'm the bad cop, you're the good cop.
Okay, then there it is. That's it. I thought you said Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Wonderful.
I'm looking at our Twitter feed. Since the 3rd, and I do see people tweeting at us, not enough people, but people did tweet at us, actually, but I was kind of annoyed at a few of them.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was kind of annoyed with somebody said, tell us a joke. Conduit Law said, ha ha, thanks for following, tell us a joke.
Yes, and so did Peter Carianis.
Yeah, so guys, let's be a little bit original here with your, you know, cheesy Twitter lines.
Yeah, tell us something funny today. But you know what? We get that a lot of stand-up comedians. You have people, you know, you're
right,
at a party.
And I'm just saying to these people on Twitter, be better than that. You're better than
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we want to have a little, listen, we want to have some respect for our followers, but.
Raise the bar, come on.
No pun intended.
Yeah. All right. So let's. Who's our new followers?
We got a. Looks like we got a decent amount of new followers.
Yeah.
But
let's give them a little shout out.
We got a Sean Carlucci, that Peter Carianath, this guy who I've just brutalized his name. We got Travis H. Jeff Key. We got Caitlin Rose Fuller. Jersey Angels. Who are Jersey Angels? They said that sounds interesting. I don't know who they are.
And we got Herbert Wilson II, Gulf Coast lawyer, who tweeted at us, which is nice.
Yes, yeah, he actually got he tweeted at us a few times.
Yeah, I respect that guy. Whoever he is, I like him. He's a Gulf Coast lawyer. He's down in Florida.
Yeah, Herb, if you're listening and you want a free T-shirt, tweet at us your information. We'll send you a free T-shirt for being one of our most active followers of the week.
Yeah, and he's down in Gulfport, Mississippi. He must live on the lake. He must have a fun life.
It sounds lovely. Not a place I'd want to be, but
so
it sounds
yeah,
lovely.
Anybody else who we shouted out, hashtag CALpod and tweet at us if you want to get in the free T-shirt game.
And it's so easy. You just have to tweet at it. Matt, wouldn't you tweet at somebody for a free T-shirt?
I do it all the time. I have so many free T-shirts in my my entire wardrobe is free T-shirts from Twitter.
And that's a beautiful thing. So you can start a collection like the famous Matt Ritter, which is by just tweeting at us, and you get a wonderful 100% cotton Comedians at Law T-shirt.
That's right. I think we're done here.
Yeah, you got a we got a good interview coming up, right?
No, not this week. We're interview free this week.
No, so they're just going to enjoy our voices. It was a nice, quick episode. But you know what? The point of this episode is really to our listeners. Interact with us. Give us some. If you want to hear us talk about something, if you like something we say, if you don't, come at us. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, and once again, email us. You know, we've got a couple of bookings coming up at law school. So if you want us at your school, just email us at comediansatlaw@gmail.com.
Yeah, you get info@comediansatlaw. You can tweet at us. You can find us on Facebook. Check us out. We have videos on our website, and bring us to your school, firm, legal, bar association. We want to work for you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, guys.